WZZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. President Trump in Florida this morning after touting his plan to eliminate taxes on tips at a rally in Las Vegas last night. The Israeli Defense Forces are blocking thousands of Palestinians from returning to their homes in northern Gaza. ABC's Brick Clenet has more.
Under the ceasefire deal, the IDF was supposed to withdraw troops from the corridor that cuts off the north from the south after the second batch of hostages were released on Saturday and 200 Palestinian prisoners also freed. But huge crowds of displaced Gazans finding the IDF was still in place. Chaos and fear erupting by the blocked road as gunshots fired. Gazans running in fear, many holding the bags full of belongings they thought they would be bringing home.
Israel says it will not let the Palestinians pass until Hamas stops withholding a civilian hostage. And President Yoon Suk-yeol has been indicted in South Korea. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com.
Good morning, everybody. The music of the stars is on the air. All the way till high noon Central Time on the Civic Media Radio Network. Worldwide, civicmedia.us. A salute to Ray Anthony coming up on his 103rd birthday. And a bit of an interview as well. The music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. This is Eric Coates. I had some questions on Eric. What was that great theme you played? Well, it was Eric Coates. Everything he does, I like. Everything. We'll feature Eric just a bit. Pleasure to be here with you on a Sunday morning. It's been 14 months on Civic Media. Still to come, Peggy Lee on her birthday, and speaking of Peggy's, there's Peggy King with Jerry Vale for the St. Valentine's Day approaching holiday. Shouldn't that be a federal holiday? Let's look into that. Well, doesn't have to be a federal holiday. Be nice, though. Music for the holiday coming down. I don't want to feature the compositions of Otto Cezana. Now, you're saying who? We'll leave it at that. Stick around and find out. Some of our music is caught in a time warp.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Quite a bit of sunshine today, but breezy southwest winds over 25, highs in the lower 20s. A few clouds around the area tonight, lows in the middle teens, still breezy. On Monday, there will be a chance of flurries, highs in the lower 30s. It's 6 at our studios.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Yeah, lean left. Great. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday nights, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Dr. Jasmine Zapata, Chief Medical Officer for Community Health at the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Every year in the U.S., about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are caused by radon, an odorless, tasteless, and colorless gas. 1 in 10 Wisconsin homes has high levels of radon. Does yours? Call 1-888-LOW-RADON or visit lowradon.org to learn more. Test. Fix. Save a life.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Ooh, let's unplug from the politics and rock some local tunes on Max Inc. This week, we welcome Or Does It Explode and Chicago Blues Hall of Famer Paul Flipowitz. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Music of the Stars. Now, George Gobel, 1955, one of the hottest television shows ever in its day. Georgie Gobel, Lonesome George, and Jeff Donnell, and Pretty Perky Peggy King. Got a birthday coming up. We're going to celebrate that in a couple of weeks, but why wait? Georgie Gobel. Who did a picture in 1958 as an actor? The Birds and the Bees. I guess that's enough to get you into the theaters. Old Lonesome George. Quite a musician himself. Here he is.
I guess it's just all in my mind. Oh, fudge, said the judge, and fury, said the jury.
George?
Yes, Peggy?
George, I've got something so exciting here.
Really?
Yes, would you like to see it?
I sure would.
Okay, read it.
Oh. We, the radio and television editors of America, having completed our nationwide survey, have found the nation to be over 3,000 miles wide.
Isn't that exciting, George?
Sure it is.
Oh, George, it just makes a chill run all the way up and down my spine.
Yeah, well, that's a nice little trip, Peg. Hey, you know, you are cold. You better sing a hot song.
From this moment on?
From this moment on. And you folks out there, you better get a good hold on something, because this gal goes. Go, gal.
From this moment on, you for me, babe. Only two for tea, babe. From this moment on, from this happy day, no more. From this moment on, 'cause you got the love I need so much, got the skin I love to touch, you got the arms to hold me tight, got the sweet lips to kiss me goodbye. From this moment on, you and I, babe, will be riding high, babe.
Here's an interview with Peggy King. Philadelphia. With Herb Clark.
I'm Herb Clark.
Are you losing your time?
No, well, now. I've gotten accustomed to choking. Well, I could because I'm retired. Mostly.
You're not retired.
Well, I'm close to it.
Ha.
Well, you should not retire. You didn't.
No, I did. For 18 years I quit singing.
Well, I know, but you rejuvenated and you started when you were a mere whippet.
I was little, yeah. My mother says at 4 I was singing with gestures.
Well, that's what she said. The good
that's
ship.
Exactly
no, that was
it.
Not you.
Yeah, no, that was not me. No.
We're talking to Peggy King, pert and perky, pretty Peggy King, broadcast pioneers. We wouldn't class her as a pioneer, but by George. She was early on, fairly early
yeah,
on.
Yeah, the mid-50s was early.
Yeah, the George Gobel Show. I remember George Gobel special sponsored by GE on their 75th anniversary. You weren't on that one.
No, I was not.
Just on the show itself, every week, it was a wonderful, wonderful thing to watch. Fairly early
yeah,
on.
Yeah, the mid-50s was early.
Yeah, time. The George Gobel Show. I remember George Gobel special sponsored by...
No, I was not.
Just on the show itself, every week, it was a wonderful, wonderful thing to watch. And it truly was. It was a high-rated show.
It was, yeah, it was the top show of its kind. They won the Emmy the first year. It was interesting. I was nominated for an Emmy that very first year.
Do you remember what you sang on the very first George Gobel Show?
Yes.
That's asking a lot.
No, it's not. I sang a record, a Columbia record of mine. I was already with Columbia Records, and I sang something called Burn 'Em Up. It wasn't a pop tune or anything. It was just a record that I had made.
Yeah.
After that, they got funny about doing my records. They wanted to do classic songs.
Well, now you did, not long ago, you did something for the Red Cross Convention.
Yeah.
That was a hit.
Yeah, well, that was interesting. That it was at the Armory, you know, the one
in Philadelphia.
In 15th Street.
Yeah.
And it was just like a camp show, which is, it was really, you know, they had the ambulances pulled in. Oh. I thought maybe, you know, they were afraid of my singing. But, they, you know, there were ambulances, there were nurses, there
like
were people there. In
ooh, do you think it's gonna rain?
Ooh, how about a sarsaparilla?
Gee, the moon is yellow.
Something good'll come from that. Ooh, have you heard the latest song?
Ooh, it's a very pretty strain.
Ooh, don't you feel a little thrilly?
Gee, it's getting chilly.
Something good'll come from that.
When you're strolling through the wares, you need a hoses to lean upon.
But when you have no hoses to hug and watches, gosh darn, would you like to take a walk?
Well, do you think it's gonna rain?
Peggy, I got my umbrella.
Oh, what a thoughtful fella.
Something good'll come from that.
The moment I saw you smile, I knew you were just my style. Jerry?
All I do the whole night through is dream of you. And with the dawn I still go on dreaming of you. You're every thought, you're everything, you're every song I ever sing. Summer, winter, autumn, and spring. And with a more than 24 hours a day, they'd be spent in sweet content. Skies are gray, skies are blue, morning, noon, a nighttime too. All I do the whole day through is dream of you. Dream of you. I keep dreaming of you. You're every thought, you're everything,
Mike.
You're every song I ever sing. Summer, winter, autumn, and spring. And with more than 24 hours a day, they'd be spent in sweet content, dreaming away. When skies are gray, skies are blue, morning, time to. All I do the whole day through is dream of you.
Gene Kelly from Singing in the Rain.
All I do is dream of you the whole night through.
Jerry Vale.
With the dawn, I still go on and dream of you. You're every thought, you're everything, you're every song I ever sing. Summer, winter, autumn, and spring. And were there more than 24 hours a day, they'd be spent in sweet content, dreaming away. When skies are gray, when skies are blue, morning, noon, and nighttime too, all I do the whole day through is dream of you. Dance, Peggy?
I'd love to, Jerry.
And were there more than 24 hours a day, they'd be spent in sweet content, dreaming away. When skies are gray, when skies are blue, morning, noon, and nighttime too, all I do the whole day through is dream of you. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love?
Our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it?
Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise.
Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it.
We might have been meant for each other, to be or not to be, let our hearts do. Why shouldn't we fall in love?
Now is the time for it, while we are young.
Let's fall in love.
Chris Botti on trumpet. Music of the Star. Thank you. Chris Botti on trumpet. Hmm? Good morning, Wausau. WXCO, 1230, 98.9.
You better go now. I like you much too much. You have a way with you. You ought to know now just why I like you very much. The night was gay with you. You so now. You have the lips I love to touch. You better go now. You better go, because I like you much too much.
Star.
You better go now, because I like you much too much. You have a way with you. You ought to know now just how I like you very much. The night was gay. The lips I love to touch. You better go now.
gives my heart a lot of swing. In your eyes there's love, and the way I feel, it must be spring. I want you so now. You have the lips I love to touch. You better go now. You better go, because I like you much too much. I like you much too.
Peggy, that's one of the nicest bits of music writing I've ever experienced. And now, Peg, it's request time. There's a letter here from an admirer in Chicago. He wants to hear you polish off a chorus or two of Let's Fall in Love.
That's Harry James. But instead of doing that again, here she is with Jerry Vale. One of my favorites, Peggy King.
I would say so. Mm-hmm. We had a small conference there for a minute, darling.
Do you appear on television?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes, yeah.
Do you ever appear on stages or lecture platforms?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're going great. But where are you?
I'm nowhere. All right.
I can't say no.
Do you work in and around New York?
Mm-hmm.
Do you work other places, too?
Mm-hmm.
Good night, my love. The tired old moon is descending. Good night, my love. My moment with you now is ending.
It was so heavenly. Close to me, it will be heavenly to hold you again in a dream.
The stars above have promised to meet us tomorrow. Till then, my love, how dreary the new day will seem.
So for the present, dear, we'll have to part.
Sleep tight. My love.
Good night, my love.
Remember that you're mine, sweetheart.
I just adore him, so I can't.
Music of the Star, Peggy King, Jerry Vale.
Very wonderful young men. One of them goes to Ithaca College, the other to Wayne University, and these two young men don't have to worry about their future.
John, I can't think of any agent who would refuse them a job.
Thank you, Bennett, sir.
We got something for you fellas to come back and pick up. And we'll meet tonight's mystery guest in just...
No,
come to the special feature.
Wait, let's
of the
do
program.
This instead. Before we get to John Charles Daly, That was a great program. Some people never miss that Sunday night with the panel on What's My Line. Well, let's see. Let's get to, let's get to Peggy King again on her approaching birthday.
Conversation. Hold me tight. I wanna be kissed until I tingle. I wanna be kissed starting tonight. Embrace me till our heartbeats intermingle. Wrong or right, I feel like acting my age. I'm past the stage of merely turtle-doving. I'm in no mood to resist, and I insist the world owes me a loving. I wanna be thrilled to desperation. I wanna be thrilled starting with every kind of wonderful sensation. I wanna be loved.
Peggy King and Jerry Vale. This is Eric Benet.
all in place again, panel?
Yes, back in place.
Thank you. Will you come in, Mr. Challenger, and sign in, please? All right. Panel, as you know, in the case of our mystery challenger, we have different rules. You ask one question each in turn, going clockwise. And let's begin this questioning with... Miss Arlene Francis.
August 23rd, 1955.
Have you appeared in the theater?
No! How sad!
Peggy King.
Well, 1 down and 9 to go, Mr. Sir.
Well, there goes my idea of Davis Cup players. This is not a question. We may assume that you're a girl, may we not?
You want to ask this as a question?
Yes, are you a girl?
I think so.
Yes, it would be yes, Miss Kilgallen.
Well, are you in any form of the amusement industry?
Mr. Allen?
Are you in television?
Yes.
Have you appeared in pictures?
No.
No?
No.
Well, she would 2 years later.
Do you do a regular television show?
Yes.
Are you a comedian?
No.
We will have a short recess now so that our guest can store up a little energy to keep on disguising her voice. That's 3 down... And
you
7
have
to go.
A weekly television show?
Yes.
You say you are not a comedian. Are you a dramatic actress?
No.
That makes it 4 down and 6 to go, Mr. Sir.
Do you, by any chance, with that funny little voice, sing?
Yes.
Good girl.
Miss Kilgallen.
Do you sing on a show that has been off for the summer, or that you have been off of for the summer?
Yes.
Yeah, the George Goebel show.
Strong.
Oh, are you a friend of Mr. Goebel's?
There we go.
Yes.
Perky Pecky.
That's Fred Allen who asked that. He died just weeks later.
You never could remember my name, Mr. Allen.
I couldn't remember it in Hollywood either.
No fair, John. I guessed her last week when
That's
I was
You've
nice.
Been guessing me all year, Dorothy.
That's why we thought we'd fool Dorothy, and we did. I was afraid of Dorothy. I didn't think Fred was going to do it.
And Arlene knows me, too. I didn't know what to do, you know.
You did it very well.
I do a Japanese accent, but Debbie Reynolds already did that, so,
Japanese, let's hear you do a Japanese.
Oh, no, no. She's much better than I am.
Well, sing for us, then.
Well, I could do that. Thank you, Bridget.
Thank you, Miss Peggy. It's wonderful. Good night. Give our best to George. We'll see you later.
I was alone. I should have known you were temptation. You smiled, luring me on. My heart was gone. You were temptation.
It would be thrilling if you were willing, if it can never be. Pity me.
You were born to be kissed. I can't resist. You are temptation, and I am yours. Here is my heart. Take it and say we'll never part. I'm just a slave. Temptation.
Well, that's an R.D. Shaw chart right there, but it was done by Francis Bay at the New York World's Fair, the Francis Bay Big Band out of Belgium. What a group, and the music of the stars. And I've got, John Charles Daly. I know it was a little long and talky, but I had to do that. It's Peggy King's birthday coming down, pushing 100, but not quite. I'll tell you who is 103, and we're going to do in honor to the great Ray Anthony. Raymond Antonini is real name. He had his own TV show all through the mid-50s and played at the Hugh Hefner New Year's Eve parties. He and the big band, what a guy. And the music of the stars goes on. And I want to salute everybody out there in Radioland and on our network, Civic Media. Hello, Richland Center, WRCE at 1450, 107.7. Music of the stars.
Why, Jerry, where have you been? Your sweet expression, the smile you gave me, the way you looked when we met. It's easy. Thank you.
love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. May just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way.
It's very clear, our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go.
But oh my dear, our love is here to stay.
Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. The Trump administration's new border czar, Tom Homan, says they won't be able to remove every undocumented migrant inside the United States. But even still,
if you're in the country illegally, you're on the table.
Homan telling ABC News the government is now using military aircraft to transport migrants back to their home country, something that will now be a daily occurrence. It's the first time that's ever happened. President Trump, meanwhile, weighing in on the situation in the Middle East.
On board Air Force One, President Donald Trump offering his own take on where Gazans should eventually go.
I'd like Egypt to take people, and I'd like Jordan to take people. I mean, you're talking about probably 1.5 million people, and we just clean out that whole thing.
The question of who will govern Gaza's future brought into sharp focus, with Hamas parading the streets in a show of force on Saturday.
ABC's Britt Clannett in Jerusalem. This is ABC News.
I'm James